Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The new Maitland Hospital is on track to be completed by early next year. Construction on the $470 million new hospital is forging ahead and will include emergency and outpatient departments, birthing suites, special care nursery, intensive care unit operating theatres, renal and chemotherapy units and the rooftop helipad, which has just completed testing by the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Team. The redevelopment will also include a new $30 million car park, bringing the total investment in the new Maitland Hospital to $500 million. A disqualified driver tried to use his passport to get away with being behind the wheel in Newcastle. Police say they stopped a Ford Ranger at about 7 o'clock last night on King Street as it had no registration plates. When they pulled the driver over, he told the police the vehicle was unregistered. He then went on to show them his passport and, when asked for his driver's license, said he didn't have one. The rego expired last year. The man was already disqualified from driving until October, and he was also found to have an outstanding warrant for several traffic offences. The man is in court today. Aussie Ark and Volkswagen Australia have teamed up to secure and protect Australia's wildlife. The company has committed $500,000 to helping Aussie Ark expand their umbrella of protection and bring on two new species, the squirrel glider and the spotted-tailed quoll. The money will be used to construct purpose-built breeding facilities to establish critical insurance populations of each species. Brody Chiswick from Aussie Ark says they couldn't be more excited.
Working with Volkswagen will allow Aussie Ark to work with more endangered native species in Australia. Obviously, we all know that the black summer that we just had in 2019 and 2020 really decimated our Australian wildlife. And working with private organisations like Volkswagen allows Aussie Ark to make tangible difference in the lives of our native wildlife.
And Cancer Council Australia is encouraging people across the Hunter to host a morning tea and support those affected by cancer. One in two Aussies are diagnosed with cancer before 85 years old. Tomorrow, attend or donate to Australia's biggest morning tea to raise awareness and funds for life-saving cancer research, prevention, advocacy and support programs. For more details or to donate, head to biggestmorningtea.com.au. Also in Newcastle Knights news today, Broncos player Matt Lodge could be on his way out of Brisbane. There's reports he could join the Newcastle Knights within the next fortnight. At the moment, he's suspended from the Broncos. And this weekend, we'll see the Musselbrook Cats at home in a charity game to raise money for cystic fibrosis as they take on West Walls End from midday. Also, the Musselbrook Healers will be at Highbrook Oval with their annual charity game raising money for Newcastle's Ronald McDonald House. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.